Calling Todmeister's of Alka-Seltzer. Now let's see what's going on in the fine grid. Went down and his plan to buy 12 London sugar at a cheaper prior's port resulted in not getting it. Oh. So, Mr. Sugarhead, I'm a little community today. As we look at Ben Withers and Dick Hardy, we find over with Lund, who was on the telephone. He was talking up.
Well, son, you wanted sugar. I can buy the all that I bought from Squire the Soldier.
Look, how many times do I have to explain to Ben how if you'd have had any sense at all, do you, that it's up so as we can have bought it for all you'd have picked from Squire? That's up direct over there, sir.
What we think you told me to tell Slum you don't have the word of the Squire.
Well, that makes Squire all the more acquisitive to us. And it makes us to sit down. But what did he surprise down? 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 Buy it yourself and use it. Buy it yourself and sell it to some friend of yours and now I.
Why?
The way things always turn out for me, looks like.
Made myself a nice. You know, you could have done the same thing yourself, Lum.
Oh, shut up.
Yes.
Next time, maybe I'll be smart enough to use my own idea. This was my idea, wasn't it?
Why?
Well, there ain't nothing to do about it now, no way. It's just so much built milk under the bridge now. Worrying over trouble just makes them worse.
Well,
Lum,
we all have our little troubles. Take no for spears off with us.
Is Grandpap in some kind of trouble again?
Well, it's mostly imaginary trouble, but that's the worst thing.
It is with him, I know. What's happened now?
Yes. I tried to straighten him out on the matter, but it was no use.
Well, what happened then?
He had this letter, and I noticed it was one of those letters out of that 5-year-old mail sack. And I tried to tell him that, but you know, Jim, he just never hears anything anyone else says.
Well, Ben, what did the letter say?
Yes. Find it very important.
I sure do. Now, what was in the letter?
How's that?
I said, what was in the letter?
Now, here seems to be the focal point of the whole thing. Milford got a letter from Grimey Ludlow, his boyhood friend of mine, stating that he, Grimey, and the wife, Mrs. Ludlow, together with their boy, Ansel, and their daughter, Utica, would arrive in Pine Ridge for a fleeting 2 weeks visit with Mr. and Mrs.
Well, you say that he...
I tried to explain it was an old letter, but... He's one of those people who just don't deal with anyone else. He went right ahead and got the matter started. You see, the plain facts of the matter are, there's a prisoner.
I don't know, man. Just tell me what you're going to say.
Is that? Yes. The plain facts of the matter is that. Doesn't sound right.
Oh, my.
Are that Milford hates Brian Ellis.
Well, I know that. Leastways, I know he hated and despised Grimey after he visited Danville the last time. That must have been, four or 5 years ago. Well, here, that letter must have been for that visit, and Grandpap never got it then.
Well, in the Milford, he got it good. He doesn't intend to let it happen again.
Well, where's Grandpap at now? Well, we ought to find him and make him understand how old that letter is.
Well, now, there's a fair possibility that he's talking to Abner, which has got him down to it.
Grimey Ludlow, of all the chickens, old farmers in the world, it has to be him. Grimey Ludlow.
Now, Grant.
Abner Grimey Ludlow is coming to visit us.
I know it. He told me that 1,100 times.
Gonna prize myself right now.
Oh, but ground myself. If you don't stop carrying on this way, I'm gonna take that baseball bat and run you right out of store.
Yeah, get to that, but don't run me out with it. Beat me on the head.
Oh,
yeah, he's more crazy than that than going home and visiting with Grimey Ludlow.
Well, what's the terrible about Grimey? You and him were boyhood chums, weren't you?
We were boyhood chums, yes.
All right. Why don't you be grown-up chums?
Abner, I tried to be a grown-up chum with Grimey when him and his tribe busted in on us about 5 years ago. I've done my outkeptness to get along with him. But I tell you, them was the worst 2 weeks I ever went through in my whole life.
The worst, yeah.
And here's what I never will get over. They never even sent us a letter telling us they were coming. Never give us no warning at all.
Well, at least for this time, they sent you a letter.
Yeah. I think they're just rubbing it in. What am I going to do?
Well, now, maybe they'll do something. But if they're just going to be here for how long?
2 weeks. So, 2 long, drawn out, miserable, torturing weeks.
You poor old boy.
I can't go through with it.
No,
can't do it. Oh, you just don't know, Emmy. You just don't know.
Yeah, well, Grandpa, if I recollect, when Grime and his family was here that other time, but you never did tell me exactly what the trouble was. And you were so tore up, I just hate to ask you about it.
Now, sir, I don't mind telling you now, Emmy. Here's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Grimey Ludlow is healthy.
Well,
there's the healthiest one seven-legged varmint in this whole Pickens old world, I do believe.
Well, Grandpa, I don't see why that's causing trouble.
Oh, you don't? You know what happened the first thing when they come in our place that other time?
No, I want to know what.
Grimey walked up to me and said, "Well, well, well, my old chum Belford," and then he slapped me on the back.
What's the trouble about that?
Well, after I managed to get back up off the floor,
what knocked you down, huh?
Flatter and a fritter. While son Ansel and daughter Utica stood there and laughed. Truffle.
Well, I bet you did look funny.
Well, it weren't funny, I'll tell you that. After I got up on my feet again, he grabbed my hand and gave me a big, hearty handshake.
Well, that sounds friendly, I'd say.
Meanwhile, Charity was looking for some bandages to wrap up my hand with. Grimey says, "Milford, old chum, I never would have known you. No, sir, never in the world. Here you are 7 months younger than me, and you look 30 years older." That's what he said.
Well, now, come to think of it, as I recollect, you do look older than me.
Well, what of that? Man, just as old as he feels, I'm all the same there. In general, I feel pretty old.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but tell me more about Grimey.
Well, sir, being as we wasn't prepared for him, why, me and Grimey had to sleep together on the sofa in the park.
Oh, my.
I got my undershirt off. Grimey started shaking his head, saying what a shame it was to let myself get to run down. So he said I couldn't even chin myself no more. Now, sir, that got my dander up. I bet him $2 I could chin myself 5 times.
Oh.
So I reach up and grab that pole that pulled the 4 chairs there. And for some reason or another, I couldn't lift myself 2 inches.
Well, what?
So Grimey comes over and he says, "Here, I'll give you a start." He takes hold of my feet and pushes me up so hard my head hits the ceiling and Mike and I split it open.
Yeah.
Well, the board there and the ceiling wide open.
Yeah, I've noticed that place where the board's left much there.
But he ain't satisfied with that. He pushes me up once more, and this time the pole must have bowed somewhere or other, and I got my head in. And there I hung, half choking to death.
Oh, my goodness.
And Grimey says, "That's the time, Milford. See how long you can hold yourself up there. I'll count first."
How far did he count to?
Oh, no telling. I'd more likely still be up there, though, if that pole hadn't splintered and broke.
Yeah, oh, well, he was lucky there.
Oh, yeah, lucky. All it done was sprain both wrists and wrench my back when I hit the floor.
Back down on the floor again?
Back down on the floor.
You must have spent about half of 2 weeks down on the floor.
At least a week.
Well, now, Grandpap, you can't go through nothing like that again.
Of course I can. That first day I just told you about was the easiest day I had.
Easy.
From there on, that critter had me doing exercise, swinging some Indian clubs he carried around with him, running up old Piney Mountain every morning before breakfast.
What do you want to run up there for?
I don't know. Never did find that out.
Ain't nothing interesting to see up on Piney Mountain.
Well, I couldn't see by the time I got up there nowhere. All I know is when he'd carry me back in the house, I'd be so tired I couldn't eat my carrots.
Carrots? For breakfast?
Breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Oh,
never
Lord.
Made no difference. That was the main thing we ate. He claimed carrots was the greatest one thing a body could eat. I ate the many of them things for 2 months. I'd go and hide every time I hear somebody mention going rabbit hunting.
Well, Grandpa, what in the world did you do all them things for? You never had to. There ain't no law says you got to.
I know it. I know it. I don't know what made me do it. He just sort of egged me on, I reckon.
Yeah.
Kept bragging on himself how all far to healthy he was and how ran down I was. I don't know.
Well, you just can't take a chance on going too bad again. You ain't as young as you were 5 years ago. Now, I thought now she was up on the floor.
I was.
Why don't you just hang a big measles sign on the door when you get
me?
Yeah.
Oh, that would help you if he had a few measles in the body. They'd miss him. They'd hit the wall.
Yeah. Well, don't you just get your shotgun and bearing to step on your property?
Oh, couldn't do that neither. I'd have trouble with Charity. See, she just loves and admires all the little girls. I ain't even dared to show her the letter yet, because then I know a few things.
I know the way, Miss Grandpa. I've got eyes. Why don't you ask Charity if she would like to take a trip over to where the sign is there?
Archidelphia.
Over to Archidelphia and visit the Ludlow.
But they won't be there. They'll be on their way here.
Well, that's just it. You'll miss them all around. And Charity will never be the wiser.
Well, Emily Abner, that's it.
Why,
that's
sure.
What I'm going to do. I'm going right over the place right now and start tagging.
Yeah.
I sure am much obliged to you.
Oh, that's all right, Grandpap. I've always wanted to do something like this for you. Have a nice trip, man.
And don't worry, I will. You just ain't got no idea what you did to me. So long.
So long.
Yes, and what will happen when Grandpap finds out what Abner has done to it? Will Grimey have enough carrots to last out his visit?